Welcome. Was distracted by the gavel. This is the regular board meeting for SCORE, December 17th, 2025, at 11 a.m. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci. Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Yes.
Trevor, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I will. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Acknowledgement of visitors.
We got a few. We got Chris Heindel from Thermalito Water Sewer. He'll be presenting. And then we got a few just regular visitors. Jamie McGuire from the city of Oroville and Scott Coach from Thermalito Water Sewer.
Welcome. And our new attorney will be...
Good morning. Scott Drexel from the Jones Mayor.
Okay. Board meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included the board meeting minutes from the November 19th meeting in your packet. If there was any questions or concerns about those, I can answer those now.
Any questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes from November 19th, 2025.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants?
Yes, Madam Chair, Commissioner Clark came in this week and we went over the warrants.
Yeah, Manager Sturm and I went over them. Warrants paid at this meeting are numbers 030764 through 30814 in the amount of $1,996.37, including Commissioner's checks numbers 11726 through 11731 and electronic fund transfers.
Any questions? Would someone like to make a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Pipeline assessment.
You guys want to give a consensus on paying the warrants?
Ask for vote.
Yeah.
Oh.
Roll call vote.
We doesn't need to be a roll call. It can be a consensus.
Oh. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Fiscal report?
Yes, Madam Chair. So we weren't able to give you guys fiscal reports from July through November because we were had the ongoing audit. The audit is finalized. It's done, but we're not prepared to present it. The auditor themselves, they will be in here next month to present to you guys at the meeting. But we did include the missing fiscal reports from the last month. So if you were noticed in your packet, that is the fiscal reports that were missing over the last month. So if there's any questions or concerns about those, I can answer them now or get the answers for you quickly. I don't know if I'll be able to answer 5 months worth of fiscal reports off the top of my head, but I will definitely be able to get you an answer.
This is informational only, so let's move to the next item, which is the pipeline assessment.
Yes, Madam Chair. So first thing, I got to apologize. We had a typo go out on the agenda in your, and I set a second agenda next to your spots so that you could replace the first one. On item number 8, this item, we had it as a not to exceed at 139.5. That is incorrect. That was a typo. The not to exceed is 189.5. I'm Chris Heindel, the district engineer from Thermalito Water Sewer, is going to present on this topic, but I just wanted to clarify that before we started that we did screw that up, and it's supposed to say 189.5. So if you guys were so moved to pass this, then whoever does the puts it up and seconds it has to make sure that you specify it's for the 189.5. Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks, Glenn. I just wanted to give a little context to this project. So the district, Thermalito, is in the process of implementing a grant through the State Water Board. We were solicited from the state to try and get the Golden Feather Mobile Home Park, the mobile home park on 162 right there by Scores Lift Station, onto sanitary sewer. So we are currently going through a feasibility analysis of bringing that onto system. And part of that is doing an assessment of the existing conditions of the park and of the infrastructure that they'll be connecting into. We were going through that task and we wanted to do more investigations into the lift station, into the force main across the bridge, and Scores force main in its entirety. We exceeded the budget that had originally been allotted for that. So what we are in the process of doing is we requested a budget adjustment from the state to allocate the $189,500 additional funds into the grant to be able to provide that work. Conversely, if they don't approve that, another funding path that we have is we can move funds from the later portion of the feasibility analysis to this and then do kind of reallocation instead of doing a 90% design, we can do a 60% design. So that's the option two. If the first option goes, if the first option doesn't work. The last thing that we would do is if neither of those occur, then we're hoping that SCORE can be the backstop to fund that if we're not able to do it. So our district will front the money through this process and go through all the other funding paths. And then if neither of those work, SCORE would be the backstop to then reimburse Thermalito for the work being done. And the work being done is an analysis of, it's the, what's up there, that electromagnetic bracelet. So that'll be done on the force main within the bridge. And that's essentially looking at the integrity of that line, what it looks like, if there's any issues that we could potentially foresee. The other thing that they're doing is they're sending in two of those sensor balls and they shoot that through the entire force main multiple times and it collects all the other integrity data that it can. It's looking for if there's any blockages, if there's any gas pockets, if anything that it can detect that there's that the integrity is failing.
Do we have the 18 inches underneath that pipe and the 24 on either side?
We do not, but that has been discussed. That is in their perfect scenario if they can do that. I've sent all the pictures that we took when I went inside the bridge and when SCORE staff went inside the bridge last time, sent everything to them. And they confirmed they will be able to do it in instances where they can't meet that clearance. They have handheld equipment that they can use to do the same analysis. So about, you know, there's a lot of those 4x4s and it's a one section of the bridge, you know, it's at a slant, so you don't quite have 24 inches all the way around it, but they're confident they can get the work done.
So, and this is still, just to remind you guys, this is still stemming from the incident we had in 2021 where the bridge, where the pipe leaked on the bridge or right after the bridge. So we were kind of just lucky that coincidentally the state came in and hit us up on Golden Feather Mobile Home Park to do this and gave us this avenue to maybe get this paid for. But as you remember when you were on the board then, the direction of the board was to get this done regardless of, you know, the state paying for it. So this is awesome. It seems like we got two ways to get it paid for that SCORE won't, but I do think I recommend that you guys approve this, that we should be the backstop here and make sure that this happens just so that we know that we don't got any issues there.
So is the question, Chris, can you explain, because you did a really good job yesterday at our meeting with the state, the conversations you had with them and to kind of maybe help put a little bit more ease with the SCORE commissioners. The funding, either option one or option two, seemed like it would happen. Is that the take
yes,
that you got from
yeah,
the state?
In the discussions with them, they've said, yeah, we don't see any problem with this. They walked me through the process of the budget adjustment and then mentioned if for whatever reason that didn't go through, we can do this other avenue. It was decided at our district that we wanted to have some sort of backstop in case this didn't go through. And to give a little bit more context to the project as a whole, it's a $10 million grant. The planning and design phase is $1.58 million. Once we determine any deficiencies that there are, the grant can be used for upgrading the Feather River pumps, fixing if there's any issues in the integrity of the force main, and it also will fund connection fees and everything else to go into bringing them online.
Do we have this in our budget if we must pay it?
Next month, I'm going to bring a... we have the money. I did not budget for this, no. So, but next month, there were some other things that I didn't budget for either. So I'm going to... Next month, I'm planning on bringing a mid-year budget adjustment to you guys to approve. And this will be... It'll be in there. Whether we have to spend it or not, we won't know. Yeah. But I will plan for it for the mid-year budget. But it's not currently in there, no.
Okay. But you're confident that our budget will be okay if we have to?
Yes, we do have that. We do have enough money in reserves to handle this if we need to.
Okay.
Should I bring up one other thing? And also in this 189.5, there is a 20% contingency on that, so that it should be lower.
Yes.
But we added the 20% contingency just in case, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is a worst case scenario on traffic control too. So we kind of buffed this thing up pretty good that I wouldn't have to come back to you guys for any reason. We just get it done.
Just curious, what's in the reserve?
Well, how much do we have in a reserve? Off the top of my head, I mean, if we count the money that's already committed to these things, we should have $8-9 million.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're pretty healthy. Yeah. I got some good news, maybe potential good news in my manager's report for you guys in a little bit. But yeah, our budget's pretty healthy, or the reserves are pretty healthy.
How many units are in that trailer park you're talking about?
There's 100 units.
100.
So based upon the way that the EDUs were changed a little bit.
Should be 85.
It'd be, yeah, around 85 units.
Because there's a, with the multifamily, we also have the mobile home.
Factor.
So, weighting factor too. So, that turns it, it's 0.85. So, each mobile home is 0.85 of an EDU. So, 100 will be 85.
Okay. Any other questions? Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the cost of the pipeline condition assessment on our forest main that runs through Highway 162 at the Feather River Bridge. The cost shall not exceed $189,500, including traffic control, and the very good chances the state will overcost.
I second that. Roll call.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Salentini study?
Salinity study.
Salinity study.
Yes, Madam Chair. So like the state likes to do, they impose this crazy, ridiculous study upon us to get our new, as part of our current permit, to renew our new permit. So we contracted, or asking you guys to approve a contract with Jacobs Engineering for $75,500 to do a salinity minimization plan here for SCORE. I can't tell you how utterly ridiculous I feel like this is for the state to impose this upon us. Just so you guys know, SCORE has no ability to remove salinity at all.
That's salt?
It's salt.
Oh.
So we have no way to remove that. So basically, our salinity minimization plan says that we're going to try to stop INI because groundwater is a source of salt, and that's one of the only things that we can stop. We can't stop you from flushing your toilet, so and we can't stop South Feather from having salt in their water, and Cal Water from having salt in water. You know, it is what it is. So we really have no control on salt. So I think this is, and I've complained to the state, and I've asked them not to add anything like this to our next permit, because we really, it is just $75,000 for nothing, in my opinion, for SCORE. But it is a requirement of our permit. So I'm asking you to approve the contract with Jacobs Engineering. They've already done the study, essentially, because it was an update to an old study. And so once you guys approve it, then we will send it to the state, and we will be basically on track to get our permit renewal. But
that was a study done in 2012.
There was a study done in 2012, and this was an update to that site-specific study.
What
is it? Same, nothing. I mean, we're under the limit. I believe that the limit is 1450. We're below that on a daily basis. One thing that's changed is that we lost Popeyes. They were contributors of some salinity to us. So ours has actually gone down over the last 13 years, which is also in our study that says it's gone down. But like I said, this is with no control measures to deal with salinity. I don't know why they would put it on the wastewater plants in any way at all. You know, the only way we can do it is like RO, like reverse osmosis, and that, you know, that would be just overkill to the 10th degree. So,
does the salt kill the little bugs?
Not us, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, the problem is heavy. It's bad for ag. So, and we're concentrating it, and it, you know, so we drink it, whatever, then we concentrate it in the wastewater, then it goes into the Feather River, and then they pump it out onto their fields, and it's bad for ag. So they're trying to prevent the salinity in the delta and the agricultural areas, and since we're the headwaters, they want to hit us. So I like I said, and we're in our negotiation period right now on the renewal, and so these type of things I've asked them not to do to us anymore. Now whether they...
How long would this be good for?
For the next 5 years.
Next 5 years, until our next permit comes out and they give us some other BS requirements in that one, to be honest with you, which they will have some. I'm trying to limit that as much as possible, but there will be some. To be honest, and this one, I didn't catch this in the first permit that we, when, because that was my first permit that we renewed when I became the manager, and I didn't catch that they had this, or I would have bitched about it then. Excuse my language. I would have complained about it then. So
this is it's not going out to a bidding process because they've been on our payroll and we've contracted with them.
Yeah, they're our engineer of record. Yeah.
Study.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, typically stuff like this, because they have all the institutional knowledge of the facility and like right. that, we just roll it up to Jacobs, unless you guys were to give me a direction change for that. But typically that's what we do.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with Jacob Engineering to complete a salinity study and create a salinity minimization plan for the cost not to exceed $75,500.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, we're to our attorney's report. Do you have anything to report for us?
I do not.
Well, it's nice to see you here.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I would like to update for him. I believe you will be here more.
So I should have updated that. Ryan is the new city attorney for Chico, so I may be coming up here more often to cover for him. He'll still be around, still be available to anybody, you know, if you have any questions or anything like that.
How long have you been with the firm?
A little over a year.
Okay.
He's been here. He's been to one meeting before.
Yeah, I've been to a couple meetings. I came from Marin County. I was county counsel over there, deputy county counsel. Current city attorney. Yeah.
Manager's report?
Yes, Madam Chair. So no operational issues to report this month. Solar still in the engineering phase. They should be rolling in here pretty quick. Hopefully by the next meeting I'll have a better update for you on that. Plant upgrade is progressing, is on schedule. Still fighting them on a pretty significant change order. I think we've made some headway, but I'll let you know as soon as I know actual numbers on that. Rudy Creek Pump Station, really happy to report. Low bid, and when I wrote the manager's report, it was still the apparent low bidder, but that is the final low bidder, $3,070,000. So that's awesome. That came in under the 3.25. So if we don't have any change orders or anything like that, we will owe you some money. Yes, 100%. I met with Brian already and informed him of that. So that was awesome. And through our investigation and checking and making sure that all the bid requirements were met and the references were checked, nobody has said anything negative, even remotely negative, about Lorraine Brothers. Everything we've heard, super positive. And so that's awesome. So it looks like we got a good contractor at a good price. And next month, you guys will be seeing, I'll be bringing the contract for construction management and engineering services during construction. Currently, I'm negotiating with Jacobs to see to bring it from them. But if they don't give me a price that I think is fair, then we're probably going to have to fly it. So, I'll update you guys on that.
Is this contractor out of Sacramento?
Lorraine Brothers.
They're out of Colfax area.
Yeah.
Colfax. Okay.
Yeah.
This is one. They've done a ton of these type projects. They weren't one of the big boys, and that's why they gave us a good cost.
Yeah. Even our current contractor on this job said they do good work.
And also the contractor that did our influent pump station, I called them and asked if he'd heard, and he said, yep, same thing, they do good work. So we really, really glowing reports. So it's been actually pretty cool. Golden Feather Mobile Home Park, we already talked about that. That was what District Engineer Heindel talked to you about. So bad news on the funding. I think I told you guys last month about that we were removed from the fundable list. I included that letter in the packet for you guys to read. Nothing we can't, no hurdles we can't overcome if that's the way you guys want to go. But for this year, we were removed. let's see. But good news on that, on the funding aspect, is me and Plant Supervisor Salcy attended the county supervisors meeting yesterday, and it looks like there's a good chance they're going to fully fund the rest of this project. So originally they gave us $10.3 million. I think I told you a couple months ago, me and him heard that the state may be cutting a little bit of money loose to this county again. So we set up a meeting with Andy Pickett immediately, the head guy at the county, went in there, made our case. At that time, they were like, no, we're going to try to vet new projects. Mm-hmm. We kind of were like, hey, we think you're missing the ball here. Mm-hmm. Just go with projects you got, then you can guarantee you get the money for the county, like whatever. You're going to risk it if you don't, right? So I'm not saying he took my advice, but he took my advice. and they called us back 3 weeks later and said, hey, we're going to fund current projects, yours being one of them. So they ran it by the state. The state said, you know, if you can give us an extra $15 million, the state said, that seems like we can. So they took it to the county supervisor meeting yesterday. They agreed, the county supervisors agreed, we like that plan, so they're going to fund. Here's semi-bad news, if the state gives them less than that, we're the ones that are going to take the hit. They're going to fully fund their county projects, and then whatever's left over will come to score. It looks like we could get the full 6.5, which would be a game changer. Mm-hmm. We could start talking about different things as far as phase two, and maybe not SRF, maybe piecemealing that thing out, but that would be further discussions. But this could be a real game changer if we get that extra 6.5 million.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So who did you take with you?
Him. Plant Supervisor Salcy, Micah.
Who did most of the talking?
I do most of the talking.
He's a talker.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, because it's like good cop, bad cop.
Well, he's the guys with the facts and the figures, and I'm the guy with the mouthpiece. That's kind of how we run it.
Well, appreciate your advocacy. Yeah.
But it looks like it worked. So hopefully it worked. I also went and I think I told you guys this too, I went and put a bug in Supervisor Connolly's ear on this too. He's been a big supporter of this project. So if it does go like that, we'll owe him a little gratitude as well.
What is Andy Pickett's title?
CAO, Chief Administrative Officer of the county. Okay. That's what Brian was before Brian mm-hmm. became the city manager for the city of Boreville. Okay, on to the entity reports. I met with Manager Boucher on December 4th. We discussed the Rudy Creek bid, since that's going to serve their district, and we discussed Manager Heindel and Manager Boucher, District Engineer Heindel and Manager Boucher brought up the jail expansion, and if we had if we really knew exactly what they were doing and if they owed us any money, and it looks like they might, and we didn't. So we're investigating that. I've contacted the city. I contacted Brian and Patrick. We're going to go through the process of getting back with the county and figure out exactly what they did, because it looks like they kind of, back in 22, just gave a cursory glance to the plans and said it was no impact. But I don't think that they looked at it. I think they looked at it like, do they need bigger pipes and stuff? No. But I don't think they looked at it from a capacity, like, hey, they're adding 100 beds, you owe us more money, type of thing. So we'll get to the bottom of that, and I'll let you guys know. Loepud didn't really have any dealings with Loepud this month, so other than just the cursory, how's it going, Dave? Everything's good, cool. But no actual meeting. So that's all I got to report.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Who did you donate the former?
Jordan's Crossings. That's, and I already gave you your props on that one. Commissioner Goodson made sure that happened. Toot sweet, we got rid of those. So, that's all I got.
Okay, visitor comments, anyone? Okay, commissioner and staff comments. Dave, you always have a few things to say.
So I get my 2 minutes, all right.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing I mentioned four. Is the last night we approved the land lease for the Lyman College. Mm-hmm. And what that means now is Qantas owns the college, the buildings now, and they have the land lease. So that pretty much guarantees them at the Orlando Airport for the next 30 years.
Nice.
And that's and then Monday they have their new class start, 272 students, and they're still increasing. They'll probably be up to 282 the next class coming in. So it's just ongoing the process. The council is very appreciative of them and the land lease. And then eventually, Qantas wants to actually own the real estate. But that's a two to three year process with FAA. So they're going beyond that. And we'll start that process in the near future. But they realize it takes time to do it.
Yeah. And,
because we have to deal with the FAA, it's a little weird. good things. Example, the graphics packaging out there owns the real estate under the building, footprint of the building. That's it. That's as far as the FAA would let us go. So it becomes private property parcel just for the building. Hmm. So, different story. Other than that, no, we're good. All I got.
Okay. Nothing?
This will probably be my last meeting. If escrow goes through and closes on the 29th of this month, I will have sold my house, and my wife and I are going to be relocating out to Oklahoma, where our son is. I submitted my resignation with Thermalita Water and Sewer District, tentative escrow actually closing. If something falls through, I'll still be on the board, I'll still be here. If escrow goes through on the 29th, then I will not be a board member there because I won't own property, and I won't be here. So Director Brad Taggart will be replacing me for the remainder of my seat here, which is about a year and a half, if everything goes smoothly. But so far, everything has gone smoothly. So anyway. That's all I have.
Congratulations.
I have it for a good source that your escrow is going to close.
Yeah.
You know some people.
Southern Central, our son lives in Ardmore, and we're looking at places around there. So it's like 30, 40 minutes from the Texas border, right on the I-35. So the very center of Oklahoma, but the southern part of it.
I was just there in Broken Arrow.
Okay, I'm Broken Arrow. They go over.
That's in the north, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
I did have one other thing I forgot. I'm sorry. I was going to hope to potentially, and if you guys can't do it, you can't do it, do a special meeting in January to assign the Rudy Creek contract. I was hoping for January 8th. So obviously you don't have to make any decisions today if you want to get back to me. Or give me some maybe availability, just because we're trying to get that thing done as soon as possible. And literally on Rudy Creek, 3 weeks too long could be 3 weeks at the old ones in the rain that we don't want it to be. So the sooner the better on that one. So if we can cut 3 weeks out of the schedule,
5 o'clock.
We could do 5 o'clock. We could do a daytime meeting. Whatever you guys works. I'm asking favors here.
Sure. January 8th.
Yes.
5?
Yes. If that works for you guys, that'd be awesome.
Does that work for you?
Yep.
Cool. We'll schedule a special meeting for January 8th at 5 p.m.
Just that one agenda.
That's all we'll do. We'll come in, we'll award the contract, and we'll get out of here.
Well, we want to keep that price, so we're all interested.
Yeah, and it's the 3 weeks, I mean, it really could be crucial. If you get the wrong storm, absolutely, then, 3 weeks could be too long. So, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's all I got.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. We'll adjourn the meeting, and the next regular meeting will be held on January 27th at 5 p.m. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.